I am joined by a good friend of mine in the Tulsa market. You might say, why is this happening? Well, Eric G. With the Sports Animal in Tulsa. Eric, hope all is well. And we were talking a little bit before coming on, and there's no shortage of things to talk about in the world of college football, is there?
No. And I actually have sent flowers to USC and UCLA's presidents for the content that they've given us for the last few days, because it's just been a strange time of year, and I am just trying to like lists and Mount Rushmores, and I mean, and a lot of it kind of depends on your audience and what you think they want to hear, and you know, some of it depends on who you're working with and what their strengths are, and you try and play to that as much as possible. But I always say that this time of year separates the men from the boys in this format, because the more creative people, your more creative, better talents can do great radio without a lot of sports content. You can talk about lifestyle type things and more relatable stuff. And this is really a time of year where you can get to know your audience if you're that type of talent, but not everyone is. And those that aren't, it can get a little tough.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And when we've been going through the 65 Power 5 conference teams here, getting people set and ready for, not just SEC football, but college football outside of the region. And with all of this realignment stuff, jumping right to it, Eric, it's like you said, USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten. Now, one of the big things that I've looked at is I think there's a way for the rivalries to still stay intact with all the realignment that could potentially happen, whether it's with the Big 12 or the Big 10, the SEC, what happens to the Pac-12 and the ACC. What do you think the chances are that the rivalries we get in college football that span cross-conference are still going to be maintained even through realignment?
Well, I think the ones that matter will stay intact. And that's what we've got to look at. What rivalries truly matter in college football? Because with USC, there's only two rivalries that matter when it comes to USC. Notre Dame, which is by far and away their number one rival, and then UCLA, to a little bit less extent. Well, USC and UCLA are both moving to the Big Ten, so that rivalry stays intact. And no matter what Notre Dame does, which is either join a conference or stay independent, there's no way USC is going to give up that rivalry. So we'll get that one. OU and Texas will be intact. We're going to get Texas and Texas A&M back. We'll have Auburn, Alabama. We'll have Auburn, Georgia. Ohio State, Michigan. We'll always have that rivalry. I mean, are we losing USC and Oregon? Yeah, but that's a Johnny-come-lately rivalry. Did we lose Nebraska, Colorado a few years ago? Yeah, but up until that, it was OU-Nebraska. And we had lost OU-Nebraska when the Big 12 was formed, because instead of playing every year, they went to playing once every couple of years. So college football, what it's done and what people aren't acknowledging is that the true rivalries, the rivalries that people actually care about, will still be intact. If OU and OSU don't play each other from now until the end of time, the only people that are going to care are Oklahoma State fans. OU fans aren't going to care about that. I mean, it's such a one-sided mismatch rivalry, if you want to call it that, that I don't know that OU fans, as a matter of fact, I don't think most OU fans are going to miss playing them in football, because it just has never really been competitive.
As far as what the Big 12 is going to do, obviously there's a lot of rumors, Arizona State, Utah, Colorado, maybe Washington, Oregon, depending on what happens with Notre Dame. It seems like they're the big domino that needs to fall before all of the rest happens. But for the Big 12 as a conference, what do you think they ought to do? Are they in the right by being as aggressive as they possibly can to try to pick teams from the Pac-12 and become that third super conference, if you will?
Well, they are in the right to be aggressive, because normally the Big 12 has been a very reactionary conference. So it's good to act. It's good to see them go out and try and poach teams from other conferences instead of having their own team poached. So that's good. The problem is when you look at the Big 12, And in my area of the country, there's a lot of people in denial about this. But the truth of the Big 12 is it's not stable. It hasn't been on firm ground since Colorado and Nebraska left. It's always felt like at any moment it could fall apart. And let's take for an instance, Notre Dame decides they're not going. Let's say that Notre Dame decides they're not going to join the Big Ten.
Sure.
Okay. And for some reason, the Big Ten doesn't extend an invitation to Washington and Oregon. Well, okay. Even without USC and UCLA, that's a pretty good conference. It's a better conference than the Big 12 if everything stays intact and it's just those two teams. And what I think the more likely scenario to happen if the Pac-12 stays intact is it would be easier for them to take an Oklahoma State, a Texas Tech, or heck, maybe they go Boise, BYU, something like that. And have a couple of more schools come in versus the Pac-12 schools come to the Big 12, because I think when you've got Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, Utah, I think they're all looking at the Big 12 going, yeah, you know, this conference with Central Florida, Houston, and Cincinnati, that's just not real attractive to us. And we feel like we're better than being in a conference with those types of schools. And that's the music. That's the reality, I should say, that the Big 12 has to face, is that, honestly, there's no anchor school. There's no the university of. There's no really premier program that makes it really sexy for anybody to want to jump. In fact, I think most of the ACC and the Pac-12 are going, there are a couple of schools over here we'd like to poach, but other than that, that's not a league we really want to associate ourselves with.
Yeah, and the interesting thing with this whole potential ACC and Pac-12, I guess, loose connection or whatever, is there also the fact that apparently the SEC may be interested in schools like Clemson, Miami, or Florida State. Is there any room for the Big 12 to go and poach maybe some ACC schools, or do you think that right now the best thing for them to do right now is, you know, be aggressive, but also be careful not to lose anybody else?
You hit it right there on the head. Be aggressive. Be as aggressive as you can, but also know in the back of your mind that if the SEC, okay, and I think that might be the most fascinating discussion we're going to have here in the next couple of days. If the SEC can get those schools that you mentioned, and if ESPN is actually going to help facilitate the buyout and essentially facilitate the making of three super conferences or two super conferences, then the Big 12 won't have any choice but to fall apart at that point. Because what's going to happen is the schools that are most desirable are going to get gobbled up. And I just think you have a very tough time. I mean, and this is just my opinion alone. I think the Big 12 has a tough time selling itself to, okay, so let's just think who's left in the ACC. Who is it? Clemson, Miami, Florida State, and what, North Carolina all end up going to the Southeastern Conference. Can you really sell yourself to Pitt? Even though they might want that rivalry with West Virginia, can you really sell yourself to a Syracuse or a Duke? I mean, is that the kind of conference they want to be a part of?
Right.
I think they'd rather have you join them than them join you. And if I'm Pitt, look, I love the idea of playing West Virginia every year, get that rivalry back. But can we kick somebody else to the curb in order to make that happen? And I know, you know, I kind of keep being a dead horse here, but those three schools, Houston, Central Florida, and Cincinnati, are real eyesores to most of these Power Five schools who fancy themselves and envision themselves as a level above that. And I just, as somebody that has sit here and watched the Big 12 pick up scraps in the last year, for me, they're just, they're just not, it's just not something that if I were, I don't know, I were NC State, I'd be beaten down the door to be a part of. If I have no choice, sure, fine, I'll go. But if I've got a choice, I'd rather not be a part of it and figure out something else to do.
So much crazy stuff, so little time. Eric, appreciate the time as always. You have a good one, and hopefully we'll be in touch here soon again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.